From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to come to you on this Thursday edition of the Living Truth program as we continue our discussion on why read the Bible. Has this study helped you at all? You know, we've been looking at this particular study now for just about two complete weeks. We will have one more study after today's, and it's a basic study. My question to you is, has it challenged you to spend more time in the Word of God? Now, I realize that the way radio is, you might have somebody who will listen today and then maybe not for another 2 weeks. I understand that. But I also realize that many of you listen on a regular basis. I've had people tell me down through the years that they set their clock to remind them exactly what time the program comes on the air so that they might be able to listen to it on a regular basis. So if you've been listening to this study since a week ago Monday on why read the Bible, has it challenged you in any way? I am praying that it has, because my concern is that a study like this may sound so elementary to even spiritually mature Christians to the point that we would say, well, I don't need that. Well, let me say, first of all, that any time the Bible is taught, we need it, no matter how deep it may be or how shallow, as it were, it may be, or how basic it may be. The Word of God is the Word of God. And when we teach it, and when we read it, and when we study it, no matter how simple or deep it might be, it is God's Word, and God has a message in it for us. And the Holy Spirit will teach that message to us. And so, again, I would love to know how this little study has helped you in determining that you're going to spend more time in reading the Word of God. It is my prayer that you've not resisted this study. I can almost hear some folks saying, well, Pastor Gary, I've been saved for 35 years. I know that I should read the Bible, so I'm not really paying attention to what you're teaching us this week. Well, that's all right. That's between you and the Lord. But I do think that if you would have paid attention to a certain degree, there may be something that you might have learned, or it could have encouraged you to just get into the Scripture. I don't know about you, but sometimes some of the basic sermons I hear preached give me the greatest blessing. Would you agree to that? Well, I'm not trying to build a case here, but what I am trying to say is that I'm convinced that there are many Christians who don't spend time reading the Word of God, and then there are those Christians who do spend time reading the Word of God, but they don't really apply it to their lives. They see how much they can read in a 15-minute period, or whatever the case. They rush through it. They speed read it. And I'm not sure that we should speed read the Word of God. The Word of God should be read slowly and carefully and thoughtfully, if we're going to get from it what God would have us to get from it. Well, today we're going to look at the ninth reason why we should read the Bible, and that is we should read the Bible to know the truth of God. We should read the Bible to know the truth of God. Turn to John chapter 17. And in John chapter 17, we find the Lord Jesus Christ is praying, as we often refer to it, as that great high priestly prayer of Christ to the Father, in that he is praying for the disciples that he had around them then when he was praying while he was yet on earth, right before his crucifixion. And then he also prays for those of us who are going to come along later on. That's why we refer to this as the high priestly prayer of the Lord Jesus. And notice what he says in verse 17 of John 17. He says, "Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth." Now that is a very, very short verse of scripture. It doesn't have many words in it. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. 9 words, correct? But I want to tell you what those 9 words say are beyond comparison and imagination to anything else we could ever consider. Look at them. Sanctify them, talking about those of us who are his followers, through thy truth, that is through God's truth. Then he says, thy word is truth. What is this Bible that I'm holding in my hand? It is the truth of Almighty God, the written truth of Almighty God. The living truth is Jesus Christ himself. Remember, John chapter 1 brings that out very clearly, where it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was with God. The same was in the beginning with God. And then you go on down to verse 14. It says, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And then Jesus says in John chapter 14 and verse 6, I am the way and the truth and the life. And so the living truth is God's word, is the Lord Jesus Christ. The written truth is the word of God. And in the word of God, we have the truth of God. We are living in a day and age when we find that there are people who are saying there is no such thing as absolute truth. Have you ever heard that? People are saying that truth can be whatever you want it to be. Now, that really wears out pretty quickly, doesn't it? I mean, I could sit here before you today and tell you that I am an airplane pilot, but I've never flown an airplane in my life. But what they teach us today is that if I believe I'm an airplane pilot, then I must be an airplane pilot. You'll hear people say, truth can be anything that you want it to be. Well, folks, that's not correct. Truth is what the Bible says. And one of the reasons why the world is in so much trouble today is simply because of the fact that they're not taking heed to the truth of God's word. And that's the case not only out in the world, but so often it's the case even in the Church of Jesus Christ today. Why? Because Christians are not reading the Bible. Now look at the verse again, John 17, 17. Jesus says, as he's praying to the Father, sanctify them through thy truth. You see, it's the truth of God that, number one, will bring us to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. But then it's also the truth of God that will, after we are saved, set us apart closer unto the Lord Jesus Christ, closer to God through living the separated life. That word sanctify is a very interesting word. It means to set apart unto. And the fact of the matter is, when we trust Jesus Christ as Savior, we are set apart unto God. But then as we grow, we become set apart unto God even more, to be used of the Lord even more. The things of the world should become less, and the things of God will become more. When? When we are in the truth of God, and God's truth is the Word of God. You and I can never know God's truth apart from his Word. Did you hear that? You and I can never know the truth of God apart from his Word. You really can't know the truth of God by reading what other people write about the Bible or say about the Bible. Oh, that sort of helps you a little bit. But the way that you know the truth is by you reading and studying the Bible. I remember years ago, a fellow went up to an elderly pastor and said, Pastor so-and-so, could you give me a good book to read on the book of Isaiah? Can you guess what the elderly pastor said? Sure, the book of Isaiah. Now, I'm thankful for other books. I've got many books in my library. But if you and I want to know God's truth that will set us apart more unto God, that will equip us to serve God, that will enable us to live the separated life unto God, then we must be in God's truth, simply because of the fact that it is the Holy Spirit who is the Spirit of truth who will teach us the truth of God when we are in the truth of God, which is the Bible. And so, I ask you today, are you studying the Word of God? Are you reading the Word of God? Are you memorizing the Word of God? If you are, then you'll grow in an understanding of the truth of God as it relates to your everyday life and service. But beloved, even as a Christian, if you are not in the Word of God and reading it, and then studying it, and then applying it to your life every day, you'll miss out on the greater understanding of God's truth. And you'll fall into sin. You will. You will fall into sin as a Christian. And that sin will not bring you God's blessing. That sin will bring God's chastisement upon your life. And you'll not be able to enjoy the great things of God. So read the Bible to get to understand the truth of God so that through the truth of God, you can be drawn closer to God. That makes a lot of sense. Amen? Amen. Well, the Lord willing, tomorrow we'll continue and conclude our study on why read the Bible. I trust that you'll be there by the radio then. Until then, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dahl, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.